This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The University of Washington has updated its COVID-19 mortality projection for the United States. It now says some 147,000 people could die of the illness by August 4th. The university's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation bumped its projection up by 10,000 over the past 2 days. The institute said the higher numbers are based on states easing social distancing mandates and new data acquired about people's movements. Also Tuesday, the U.S. total number of deaths from COVID-19 topped 82,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. At last count, the United States had confirmed 1.3 million cases of the coronavirus and 82,246 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Tuesday that a coronavirus death toll in the United States is almost certainly higher than the reported 82,000. He warned of serious consequences if cities and states reopen too quickly. Fauci spoke to a Senate panel investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic. He told them that unaccounted numbers of coronavirus victims, especially in the area of New York City, have died at home without being officially counted in the national death toll. He declined to speculate how many more unaccounted deaths there might be. Fauci warned it's entirely possible that the pandemic could become worse in the United States in the fall months from September to November, but he said he hoped by then the country could deal with it better than it has so far. Those are his words. President Donald Trump has been prodding businesses and state governors to reopen the world's biggest economy, and all but a few of the 50 state governors have issued orders in recent days to allow some stores, restaurants, and offices to resume operations on a limited basis. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani ordered his armed forces to resume offensive operations against the Taliban Tuesday. In a brief nationally televised speech Tuesday night, Ghani justified the decision by saying the Taliban ignored calls for a reduction in violence or ceasefire and instead intensified insurgent attacks. The order came after a deadly day of violence with militant attacks on a hospital in Kabul, where the 16 dead include nurses, new mothers, and newborn children, and on a funeral in the province of Nangarhar, where a suicide bomber killed 24 people and injured dozens more. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing, but not the hospital attack. The Taliban have also disavowed the hospital attack. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan told reporters Tuesday that security forces quickly engaged the assailants at the hospital and ended the siege after a gun battle that lasted for hours. In Washington, the State Department said the dual attacks during the holy month of Ramadan and amid the threat of the coronavirus pandemic are particularly appalling. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Russian reporters Tuesday he has been hospitalized with coronavirus. Russian news agencies report the 52-year-old aide of Russian President Vladimir Putin told them, "Yes, I've gotten sick. I'm being treated." Peskov has been Putin's spokesman since 2008, but he started working with him in the early 2000s. It wasn't immediately clear if Peskov's hospitalization reflects the gravity of his condition or is merely a precaution. Kremlin reporters said on Twitter that Peskov was last seen in public on April 30th at a meeting with Vladimir Putin. Peskov's announcement comes just a day after Putin said Russia had been successful in slowing down infections and was set to ease the nationwide lockdown. Russia had recorded more than 232,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and over 2,100 virus-related deaths as of Tuesday. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the legislature will prioritize a bill that will make it a criminal offense to disrespect China's national anthem. Under the proposed law, anyone who uses the anthem for commercial purposes or intentionally insults the anthem by booing or any other means could face up to 3 years in prison and fines of more than $6,000. The bill was introduced last year in response to fans regularly booing the anthem during soccer matches. The measure's being given high priority now that pro-Beijing lawmaker Starry Li has taken control over a key legislative committee that scrutinizes bills and decides whether or not they can be put before a final vote. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.